AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is at the NATO summit in Brussels, where leaders say China poses a security challenge. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says this is an important time for NATO countries to be united.
To defend our values and our interests, especially at a time when authoritarian regimes like Russia and China challenge the rules-based international order.
NATO leaders are also worried about China's development of nuclear missiles. In an interview with NBC News, Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested people arrested for rioting at the U.S. Capitol in January are being subjected to persecution for political opinions. The Justice Department's top national security official is resigning. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
A department official says John Demers will leave his post later this week. That comes amid an uproar over revelations that the department secretly seized records from Democrats and journalists as part of leak investigations. Demers has spent more than 3 years running the National Security Division, which has been involved in the leak probes. He's been facing questions about what he knew regarding the subpoenas and seizures. The Senate's top Democrat said yesterday Demers should appear before Congress voluntarily or face his own subpoena. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Numbers from Johns Hopkins University showed the number of deaths in the U.S. from the coronavirus is approaching 600,000, more than the populations of Baltimore or Milwaukee. Novavax says its coronavirus vaccine was highly effective and also protected against variants in a large study. Police and witnesses in Minneapolis say a woman was killed when an SUV struck a parked car and tossed it into demonstrators during a protest in the neighborhood where a black man, Winston Smith Jr., was shot and killed earlier this month. An explosion at a chemical plant in Rockton, Illinois, set off massive fires. This is AP News. It's not officially summer, but people are already getting baked by record heat. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
The National Weather Service warns of dangerously hot temperatures that will shatter records across much of the West through this week.
Several days in a row of near record to record temperatures across the region.
Meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
Phoenix, let's see, their warmest temperature Friday of 118. Las Vegas looks to be getting up to about 116 by midweek, 121, that like Needles, which is south of Las Vegas.
And if you're on the East Coast, you may see damaging wind gusts and hail across parts of the Mid-Atlantic before the day is over. I'm Rita Foley.
A 5.0 magnitude earthquake struck off the southeast coast of the Dominican Republic. It was felt in the Dominican Republic and parts of Puerto Rico. No injuries or damage from the quake were reported. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.